This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I know. Everywhere you look, there are grim projections about retirement in America. Too many older people who haven't saved enough, forced to work until their dying day. Marketplace's senior economics contributor does not see it this way. He's just written a book that argues that there is cause for celebration and what we'll get to do in our later years. The book is called Unretirement, and I spoke to our Chris Farrell about it the other day when my voice sounded better.
I see throughout the book you're quoting Dylan and Springsteen here, but I'm curious about your optimism about the graying of America. I would have thought just one band name would have summed it up, Dire Straits.
Oh, David, that is the common theme that is out there, that this aging of the population is going to push the government toward bankruptcy. And here's the thing. You have an elderly population that is well-educated, and they want to work longer. They are working longer. So an aging population, it's good news for the economy. It is not dire straits.
All right. So give me a better sense of the opportunities. You talk about, for instance, third-age entrepreneurs. Let's start with them.
You know, when we think about entrepreneurship, it's Mark Zuckerberg, right, and Facebook. It's about youth. But a quarter of all new businesses are started by the 55 to 64-year-old age group. And so older entrepreneurs, they have skills, they have a network. And the thing about entrepreneurship is you also deal a lot less with age discrimination. And the other thing is you get to be your own boss. There's a real lure there.
When we sit here talking about job opportunities for Americans who can't retire or don't want to retire, we're about to get emails and tweets from younger listeners, because this has happened in the past, who can't find work now and will say something like, "Not so fast, Grandpa. That's my job you're taking." What do we say to the younger workers? Is it valid to think of this as a zero-sum game?
It is not valid to think of the job market as a zero-sum game. 30 years ago, there was all this discussion. If you go back and you look at the op-ed pages, and it was, oh, all these women are going into the job market. There aren't going to be any jobs for men. Well, guess what? The pie grows. And so if older workers are getting jobs, it turns out younger workers are also getting jobs. We're all in it together, and the pie will continue to grow.
Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell's new book is called Unretirement, How Baby Boomers Are Changing the Way We Think About Work, Community, and the Good Life. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.